We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Lydia.
Ooh, pretty name. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday, Ms. Lydia?
Okay, so this is going to sound pretty immature and petty, but I just want to clarify that I am not the one who started any of this.
Okay, are we hanging another bed sheet on somebody else's garage this week? Or
no, but that was a good one. That was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my problem. I have a friend named Amy, and we've known each other for a while, and, you know, I consider her to be my good friend. Like, if I was getting married, she would be somebody I might consider to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a good barometer for friendship if you're a girl.
It is. You know, that's basically how girls judge friends, if they would be a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, I had a mutual friend text me last week and say, hey, did you and Amy have some sort of fight or something? And I was like, no, why? And she goes, because she talked a lot of crap about you when we were drinking last week.
Huh, okay. Maybe not as good of a friend as you thought?
So, here's what I think it is. And it's sad that it comes down to this, but I briefly dated her brother, Adam. You know, he was home from college this past summer, and he just went through a breakup, so we had a little thing. But we both kind of thought it was just, you know, a summer thing.
Okay, yeah, sure. Summer lovin' had me a blast. Summer lovin' happened so fast. They wrote a song about it.
Right? And that's really all it was. So at the end of the summer, Adam and I kind of broke things off, and I guess that pissed off Amy a little because she thought I was basically using her brother for a summer boyfriend or something, which I clearly was not. We both agreed to split up, but ever since then, she has been acting different.
I could see that, yeah. Now, when you started dating her brother, was she happy about it, or was she like, I don't know if I even like this, or...
No, she was ecstatic about it. She was, like, more excited than we were. It was
okay. Kind
yeah, of well, bizarre. I can tell you why. You gave her hope for every girl's dream. Your best friend marries your brother, and then you become sisters.
Yeah, maybe she had high hopes for you with something. Maybe she just ran with it. So now you said she acts different. Is she mean to you? Is she short with you?
No, but she acts sort of, you know, like fake, phony with me. So, like, she's super sweet to my face, but now I'm wondering if she's just telling everyone behind my back that I'm that bitch who dumped her brother.
So she's super sweet to your face, but you think she's spitting venom behind your back?
I don't know. I mean, the person I heard this from is one of those people who likes to start crap with people just because she's bored, you know?
No, I don't know anybody like that. Shaggy! Okay, so what would be cool, though, okay, is if you could hear this girl talk about you, whether it was good or bad, and she didn't know you were listening. Does that sound kind of like the wish you want us to grant today?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Okay, so we can probably do that. So, Natalia, let me tell you my idea off the air.
Okay.
And then, Lydia, I'm going to hand you over to Shaggy so you can give him Amy's phone number, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, and one more thing. What is the name of the other girl, the girl that you said heard her say stuff, but she's probably just stirring the pot?
Michelle.
Okay. So, Shag, get Amy's number, and then get this Michelle girl's last name, too, because we're going to need both when we're calling Amy when we come back next.
Hello?
is this Amy?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
So my name's Christine, and I got your number from Michelle Corn. I hope that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's fine. What can I do for you?
Well, are you busy right now? Because I can try back at a different time if you need me to.
No, it's fine. I'm just sitting here eating breakfast.
Okay, so I kind of need your help with something. So, listen, this is going to sound really stupid, but I have a boyfriend. His name is Nate. And I just found out he's going to be working with a girl you know. Her name is Lydia. I think Michelle said you guys hung out.
Yeah, sure. I know Lydia.
Okay, so here's the thing. I guess her and my boyfriend have to do some kind of training thing together, but they're going to be staying in Orlando while they do it. And so I kind of jokingly said to Michelle, that chick better keep her hands off my man. And Michelle goes, actually, you might want to talk to a friend of mine about that. And so she gave me your number. I guess the reason I was calling is to find out if I need to be worried about this Lydia person or...
I got ya. Okay, so here's the thing. I do know Lydia, and we're, like, sort of friends, but, yeah, I would tell your boyfriend to be careful.
Okay, so wait, so he needs to be careful, or I do,
both
I mean?
Both of you, actually, both of you. I mean, Lydia's cool, but she's, like, a pretty big manipulator. She, like, lies to people to get what she wants.
No, God, see, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, like for example... So she dated my brother, and then he broke up with her. So she pretended she was pregnant until he found out she was totally lying just to try to keep him around.
Whoa. First of all, that is not what happened. I can't believe you would talk about me like this behind my back. Is this what you tell people about me? That I faked a pregnancy with your brother?
Hold up a second. What? Are you on the phone right now? What is going on?
Hey, Amy, listen, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday, and we've got Lydia on the phone listening in right now.
Okay, well, that's a pretty f***ed up thing to do to somebody.
Yeah, you know what else is? Telling everybody I faked a f***ing pregnancy when I did not. I thought you were my friend.
Well, I'm sorry. All I know is my brother was really freaked out one night, and I asked him what was bothering him, and he goes, I think Lydia might be pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I was 2 weeks late one time, but, you know, it turned out to be nothing.
Well, it's just kind of coincidental that the one time happened right after my brother broke up with you, that's all.
You know what? You're a bitch.
Well, say whatever you want, but I'm the one over here telling the truth about everything, so...
See, but you're not telling the truth. You're lying to everybody. God, I swear if I could reach through this phone, I would... slap you right the f*** now.
Well, you know where I live.
Yeah, just keep my name out of your mouth from now on and stop telling people lies about me. Oh, and the next time you want to gossip about me, you might want to mention that your f***ing dad is a pervert and ask me if I needed any help getting out of my swimsuit. Yeah.
Ooh.
Real nice. Ooh. Family.
Amy hung up, but more importantly, Lydia, it looks like you were right about her. She might not have handled that breakup very well at all.
And like, wait, did her dad really say that to you?
Yes. I was changing out of my swimsuit in their bathroom, and he comes walking in without knocking and goes, oh, I'm sorry, do you need help changing?
Oh my God, that is just plain disgusting and creepy.
The Z Morning Zoo's Dirty Work Wednesdays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.